Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1049. We're learning today Lilui Nishmas Moshe Doeg ben Rav Aharon Zisel. Lilui Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lirafu Shlema Rav Shmuel ben Itta Etel Shetakav Rafu Shlema Psech Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to Amalacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so I just wanted to begin to talk a little bit about the Inyanim of flower pots. Sometimes people have flower pots with plants in it and with the soil, and also there's people have sometimes a vase with simply flowers, right? A vase full of flowers. Are you allowed to move that vase? Sometimes it's sitting on the table. I want to move it from one table to another. I want to take it off the table. I have a flower pot that is on the floor. I want to move that flower pot. I have a flower pot that's on the floor, on a dirt floor. I have a flower pot sometimes that's on a wooden floor. Is there a difference? We have flower pots that have a hole on the bottom. Does that make a difference? It's if the flower pot is closed on the bottom or if it's open on the bottom. A vase with flowers in it is usually closed, but there's water in it, so could I move that? Is that a problem? Sometimes people have something growing in water. Now, we're not talking about taking it out of the water per se, but just moving the whole cup with the flower in it, moving the whole cup or the whole flower pot with the stuff in it. We're not talking about removing the flower per se. We're not talking about removing the plant from the flower pot. We're not talking about removing the flowers from the flower vase. We're talking about moving the whole thing. I want to move my whole flower vase. I want to move my whole flower pot. With the plants and so on. So could I do that? Is there a problem? Is there a difference between a hole on the bottom, not a hole on the bottom, closed, not closed? Okay. So these are the inyanim we want to talk about a little bit. So we want to get one thing straight. We'll read it from the Shulchan Aruch, but just to explain before we start inside a little bit, the concept of the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the concept of receiving nourishment from the ground is not only by a plant. Obviously, you have a plant in the ground, fine, I understand, I pull that up, it's koitzer. I have grass in the ground, if I pull that up, it's koitzer. I have a flower in the ground, if I pull it out of the dirt in the ground, it's koitzer. Why? Because I'm removing it from its place of nourishment, from its place of growth, right? So what does a flower pot have to do with anything? Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch is going to explain to us that there's a concept of that one could actually, the plant actually gets nourishment from the ground. Let's say a flower pot that would have a hole on the bottom, right? And there's dirt, and it's on a dirt floor. It's on, let's say, outside. A lot of times people like flowers and plants and these type of things. And I have a flower pot outside, and it's or inside, and it's sitting on a dirt ground, let's say. So lemaisa, it's getting the Shulchan Aruch explains us, well, it's getting the nourishment from the ground. When there's a hole, let's say, we're going to see it's us, or even when there's no hole on the bottom, and it's on the dirt ground. But when there's a hole on the bottom, I have a flower pot, I have a hole on the bottom, I have a plant inside. I'm not pulling the plant out of the flower pot. But I want to move the flower pot that has the hole from the dirt ground, and I want to put it on the table. So it comes out, tells us, explains to us the Shulchan Aruch, it's receiving its nutrients, it's getting some sort of nourishment from the ground. Okay, it's not the same, might not be the same as a plant, right? You'll say, well, a plant is rooted in the ground. I pull it up from the roots and everything. That's mamash, who knows what, right? That's the worst case scenario. But this is also a person that can't do this. This is also part of the malacha, mamash part of the malacha of koitzer petzei. Somebody picks up the flower pot and mamash moves it from the dirt with a hole on the bottom, and it was on the ground, and then move it to some place, let's say on a beged, on a piece of clothing, piece of cloth, or whatever, somewhere else. And mamash the chayef for the iser of koitzer because of the fact that it's receiving the nutrients from the ground. Okay, so now last time about a week ago we were talking about a flower pot. Also, we shouldn't get mixed up. We were talking about very similar, but just pulling out the flowers itself from the flower pot in conjunction with pulling out plants, flowers from the ground. So the same thing basically from the flower pot, we said that had a hole on the bottom that's on the ground and so on. So, but now we're talking a little bit different, we shouldn't mix it up. We're talking about moving the flower pot itself. That's the issue over here. So, it tells us the Mechaber now, Simen Shin Lamed Vav. It says like this, Otzitz, again, what's in Otzitz? We spoke about this last time, Perish Chatzi Kad Shezerm Sham Asaf. It's a flower pot. It's like a half a jug of a flower pot, what we know today as a flower pot. He says like this, says the Mechaber, Afilu Einei Nokov. This is again in Sif Ches. Afilu Einei Nokov. Even if there's no hole, Okay, that's how far we go. Even if there's no hole, yesh li zor mi litloi me al gabe karka la nichai al gabe. You say this. We say yesh li zor, one has to be careful from taking it from the ground, even when there's no hole, and putting it on a peg. Let's say I want to hang it up on the wall, right? In other words, the flower pot's on the floor and the kids are running around outside or whatever, and they might knock it over, right? The flower pot, let's say, is outside. It's on the ground, on a dirt ground, and there's a hole on the bottom. It's perforated on the bottom. Now I want to hang it up on the peg, up by the wall or somewhere like that. Like this, the kids shouldn't knock it over as they're running. So that one is not, even if there's no hole. So we were talking about a perforate. So the Mechab is talking even further. Yesh li zor mi litla mi al gabe karka ilanichai al gabe yisaydis. Not to do that, to put it on a peg, even on a otzis, even on a flower pot, that does not have a hole. That's not perforated. Okay. So we're going the other way. But be it as it may, it says the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in Sif Kot Mem Dalet. He says like this. Retzalemet, af she'ene mafsik, shum dov. Even though there's nothing separating between the flower pot and the ground, the kol shekein, and he continues on, kol shekein im amidai al gabei eitzim, and definitely if it's sitting on wood, oy al gabei begadim the yesh b'zei yisur, that it will be us. Okay, we'll see what that means. I don't want to get into that right now, but I want to stress the perforated flower pots, which is obviously even worse. But says the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Beis Yosef, and I think I saw it brought down from the Rambam also. That's where the Beis Yosef comes from. But be it as it may, the im tells us the Mishnah Berurah, the im hu oisah kein, ba'atz it's nakuf. If somebody does these things, moves the flower pot from the dirt ground, they hang it up on the peg, right? The im hu oisah kein, ba'atz it's nakuf, with a flower pot that has a hole in it. In other words, a perforated flower pot that's open on the bottom and is getting its nourishment from the ground. So says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh b'zeh talisha unatiya, min ha-toyra. This would taka be aser min ha-toyra al tzdi malacha of koitzer. And if you pick it up, if you're putting it down, it would be zereya, right? It's you'll say, what did I do? I just put down a flower pot that's perforated on the bottom. I put it on the ground, on a dirt ground. Good, but very nice. But the bottom line is, you didn't do an act of planting. You didn't start digging up the ground and planting the plants. But as you put it down, it's now getting the nourishment from the ground. And that's the malacha of Zareya, which obviously is the planting part, which we have to talk about. But says Mishnah Berurah, v'im hu oisa came out this nakav, when that has a hole, yesh b'zeh, and if you pick it up, like the case in the Shulchan Aruch, and you put on the pegs, this would be the case of Talisha, Koitzer, uprooting it from its source of growth, and obviously it is Aser min ha-Torah. And if one puts it down, it will be Asal Zereya min ha-Torah. Okay, I just wanted to give sort of an introduction to the Malacha of Koitzer, but we'll see, to the Malacha, to the Inyonim of flower pots, how it works, and so on, but obviously there's a lot more to talk about upcoming Shirim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha, Kol Tuv.